540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 38-year-old man is dead after being shot by Milwaukee police last night. It all started when officers tried to stop him for a vehicle registration issue near Fond du Lac and Locust, but he drove off. Police say the man ran from the car with a gun and ignored orders to drop it. Two officers opened fire, and the man later died at the hospital. Investigators say they did find a gun at the scene. Another suspect is still being sought. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she helped bring home more than $32 million for local projects across southeastern Wisconsin, including several in Milwaukee. The bipartisan funding plan supports job training, health care, and affordable housing, with money going to groups like the YMCA of Metropolitan Milwaukee, Employ Milwaukee, and the Versity Blood Research Institute. Baldwin says she fought to protect funding for schools, cancer research, and addiction treatment programs. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A Milwaukee alderwoman is pushing for new legislation to help with the city's food deserts. Malele Coggs wants city departments to research ways to bring grocery stores back to neighborhoods losing them. The proposal comes after multiple store closures that have left thousands without options for fresh food. The Aldi on Sherman and Custer and the Century on Silver Spring have recently closed. A broken water main forced Aurora's Urgent Care Center in Glendale to close its doors yesterday. The health system says repairs are underway at 30th and Good Hope, and all patients are being rescheduled. Aurora says signs are up at the entrance with directions to the next closest urgent care and pharmacy on 76th Street. And country boys and girls will be getting down in East Troy this summer. Tim McGraw will take the stage at Alpine Valley August 22nd. Tickets go on sale Friday. The 33-city tour is named after his upcoming single, which comes out next month. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Another Bucks game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks back at it again tonight in Milwaukee as they host the New Orleans Pelicans. The Bucks able to snap a five-game losing streak with a 131-115 win over the Chicago Bulls at Five Serve Forum. Kyle Kuzma with 31 points asked if it's been tough sledding the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, it hasn't been easy for us, but you know, New Orleans is coming in. We got to do the same thing. Play fast and play together.
NFL, the Pro Bowl games were last night. Packers' Micah Parsons in attendance in a scooter. I talked to Evan Williams about how much they miss Parsons after his knee injury.
It definitely is difficult when you have, you know, your all-pro guy, you're just your disruptor, a guy that's been a leader for you all year. It definitely hurts to, you know, have a guy like that go down. But we all understood what the type of defense we were the year before we got Micah, and we played some pretty good ball that whole year.
That's Packers safety Evan Williams from Super Bowl 60 here in San Francisco with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 24 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 11 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little off and on light snow in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high of 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 6.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.